Remember this.
And nose gear touchdown in the end of a historic journey. And to the ship that has led the way time and time again, we say farewell, Discovery.
And Houston Discovery for the final time. We'll stop.
Job well done.
Well, those astronauts who crewed the historic final mission of the Space Shuttle Discovery have been on the Isle of Man for the past 6 days. Whilst being here, they've done all sorts, from attending the Queenie Festival to being guests of honour at Tynwald Day. Now, you might ask why they were here on the Isle of Man. It was a good coup for the island, as NASA can only accommodate a few of their requests each and every year. And the space industry on the Isle of Man is fast growing as well. There are 16 aerospace companies currently based on the Isle of Man, and the sector is second only to banking in economic importance.
Already you should be really proud of, you know, the activities that are going on. The fact that I think one of the island's very special things is that it's a progressive place. And I think, you know, the idea of manned spaceflight initiating in some way, either by a spacecraft that's built or, you know, or conceived of here is a reasonable thing to expect.
Space Shuttle Discovery set off on her final mission in February this year. We caught up with Colonel Eric Bow, who's an Air Force fighter pilot and has flown 55 combat missions over Iraq. He explained to us what takeoff is like.
We have main engine start. 2, 1. Booster ignition and the final liftoff of Discovery. A tribute to the dedication, hard work, and pride of America's space shuttle team. The shuttle has cleared the tower.
Discovery now making one last reach for the stars.
Yeah, well, the liftoff, it's almost indescribable, but to capture it is, once the solid rocket boosters, the two on one on each side, light, you can't stop those. So we always say that when that happens, you know you're going to space. And when those do light off, the G-force, the acceleration that you feel, it feels like two or three people sat on, a small elephant sitting on your chest. The minute you lift off the pad, and you can just feel yourself getting pressed into the seat. You have your helmet on. If you've ever seen on the inside of the cabin, it looks like it's shaking. You can kind of see everyone kind of bouncing around. As we get up to about the 2-minute point, those big solid rocket boosters come off, and the vehicle really smooths out and just becomes like glass as you're working. You keep accelerating, you get faster and faster. By the end, you have that small elephant sitting on your chest again because you're doing three Gs, which means that you basically weigh three times as much. Then what's amazing is that the 8.5-minute point, which is what it takes you to get from liftoff to orbit, it's a very quick trip, all of a sudden you go to zero. And so the straps, that's when you feel yourself, you're just floating in your straps, and now all of a sudden your books are floating and everything's floating. And the thing that's difficult, you take your glove off, you can't just like set it down somewhere because it'll float off. And of course you need that glove when you come back for landing. So it's amazing to make that transition from where, that small elephant sitting on your chest to where you're just floating free. And now you can just, you're like Superman, essentially floating around in the cabin.
Nicole Stott made the headlines back on the Isle of Man a few months ago, as she actually took up a piece of Tynwald Hill into space with her and managed to get a photograph of the island from space and put it up on Twitter.
Well, I think along with my husband, Chris, who's from the island, I think it was his idea, and he approached the ministers and the president of Tynwald, and they agreed to do it. I think they had to, make sure it was okay to do, and we got a little bag of it, and I took it up there with me. It was really nice. It was nice that I was able to take it up in a way that I could actually photograph it while I was up there, and then we just returned that last night.
It's hard to imagine what being in a spaceship is even like. Nicole helped us to get that image.
It is really hard to describe, because there's the different sides of it. There's the how your body feels when you're up there, which is awesome. I mean, it's just really cool to me to see how quickly our bodies and our brains just adapt to being in a new environment, and that's going up to space and coming back down to gravity. It's very impressive. And then, just working in that 3D world. I mean, imagine being able to float around this whole volume of this room versus just sitting and walking on the floor. And, it opens up it just opens up so much. I mean, now you can use every wall as a workspace. You don't, you know, you're not limited to just something on your desk or, you know, hanging on the wall. You can use every space available to you. And, you know, and then there's the kind of the side of it that's like the totally unique aspect of being able to look back at the earth. And, you know, every time you go by the window, you're surprised by something new that you see. It's just really an impressive place. And I feel like now, after having been there, that I have a much better appreciation for what the word awe means, you know, and so I feel very comfortable using the word awesome when I describe it. It sounds a little, you know, maybe, you know, like a normal kind of word to use, but it's one of the best ones I can come up with because of the word awe that's in there. I am in awe of what, you know, what I've seen and experienced there.
And since her visits to the Isle of Man, she's had such a great time. She said she'd love one day to move here.
You know, we talk about it all the time. I would love to come back, you know, at some point in time where we're here for more than 2 weeks at a time, where we actually can, you know, can live here for some period of time. And I think it would be great for our son to be able to do that.
And nose gear touchdown in the end of a historic journey. And to the ship that has led the way time and time again, we say farewell, Discovery.
And Houston, Discovery, for the final time, we'll stop.
Job well done.